Blog Talk Radio.
Wait a minute, Bernie. I got to get the lady again.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. Waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. What you're going to after your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear. Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Ah, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands in praise.
Hallelujah.
Tap the rays in your praise.
All right, praise the Lord. Brother Chaz, can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I apologize for that delay. I was on another very important call while that song was playing. But nevertheless, I'm back on the line, so we'd like to greet each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to lift us up in prayer. Amen. We have so many things that is going on in our family and in, with our friends and even with the leaders. Amen. So prayer is always essential. Amen. It's always vital to the body. So we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you for tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Amen. Where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. So glad to see Mother back on the line with us. Mother Charity, always a blessing to see her and always a strength and a support to see a mother on the line, somebody that is already blazed the trail, amen, somebody that we can glean from, somebody that know the way, amen. The Bible say he calls the, they call the young because they're strong, and they call the old because they know the way, amen. So we thank God for Mother Charity, amen, all the way out of Detroit, Michigan. I haven't been on this week on the radio, on the prayer line, Mother, but just look for me tomorrow or Friday. I certainly will be on because we certainly need prayer. I'd like to again thank everyone for the prayers for my mother. Continue to pray for Pastor Gloria and her husband. You know, her husband lost his brother on week before last, so we're continuing to pray for them, and we're continuing to pray for those that are experiencing a loss with their family and their friends. Amen. So we thank God for that. We thank God to see our Brother Chaz on the line with us today. And I just haven't been able to get away from this topic, as I stated on yesterday, mandated to evangelize. And the Lord took us a little differently on yesterday. Amen. So today I didn't have anybody scheduled to speak, so we're just going to open up panel discussion on today. So we're still talking about mandated to evangelize. Amen. And I know we have little Brother Chaz on the line. We're going to let him open up with the word of prayer. And I tell you, he can certainly, we're going to let him give us some little highlights on evangelism. I can tell you, since I arrived in this city, amen, I have been evangelizing and witnessing and talking to people all over this city. And Chaz has been one of my constant companions. Amen. He has been the one that have gone out into the communities and gone out into the neighborhoods and to the different churches that we have had an opportunity to visit. And we have been able to talk about what God has done in our lives and what he's continually doing in the lives of his people. Amen. God is not slack concerning his promises. Amen. So we're going to, you all excuse me. We're going to open up the lines right now, and I'm just going to ask Brother Chaz, amen, to open up with the word of prayer for us on today, and then we're going to get right on into what the Lord has put on his heart to speak a little bit to us today. So this is a treat for us today. Amen, amen. So Brother Chaz, God bless you today.
God bless you, woman of God. To God be the glory, who is the head of my life, to Pastor Adrian Bernard, and to the people of God. God is, we are going higher and higher, ever and more. Come on, let us pray. God of Abraham, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we need you to show in and show out on this broadcast today. God, we're calling on your name right now that you just touch the people on today. Somebody is somebody need a miracle right now.
Miracle.
God, somebody need a blessing. Somebody just awaken. God, the song said God wants to hear from you. God,
yes.
You're waiting on us. God, you know you're waiting on us to hear from us. God, we gonna answer every call that you speak. We gonna speak into the word of God. We gonna show our people because we are mandated to evangelize. God, you said we're going higher and higher. God, we need you to elevate us right now. Now elevate this broadcast as they go higher and higher. Touch Pastor Bernard right now as she preach and teach the word of God. We need you to touch her right now. Touch her mother, God, as she go through dialysis. God, you said, I make a way somehow. You said, I may not come when I want to, but I'm always on time. God, we need you to show in and show out on our behalf. God, touch those that's on the broadcast today. God, touch them in a special way. We need you to show in and show out on a time of reflection. Show in and show out on Pastor Adrian Bernard's broadcast. God, we need you to have your way on this broadcast. Have your way in on this line. Have your way like never before. Show in and show out. We gonna defeat the devil today. We gonna bind them in Jesus' mighty name. We pray and we say, amen.
Chaz, amen, amen, amen. I certainly apologize. I got so much going on. Got a issue with one of my family members regarding some mail and just was trying to get them on the line. But nevertheless, I'm going on. This ain't nothing but a distraction. Amen. I'm not giving the enemy no play today. Amen. We're going to go on with what God has put in our spirit to do today. Again, we're talking about mandated to evangelize. We all know to mandate means to be given a charge, be given an order, be given a command. And we all know if we look at the scripture in the 28th chapter of Matthew, amen, God has given his disciples a command, amen, to go out into all the nation, into all the world. When you say nation, you're talking about everywhere. You won't leave a stone unturned when you begin to talk about nation, amen. And truly, we know that this gospel is going to be preached to every creature, amen. So there's no one will be able to accuse God. Okay, please forgive me, you all. I got phones ringing from here to there. Please forgive me. Amen. I'm going to call on Brother Chaz right now. The other line is going again. Now, you know this is ridiculous. Okay, Chaz?
Yes.
Chaz, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I need you to just kind of elaborate a little bit on this topic, mandated to evangelize. Are you able to do that?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, the lines is open, so we let you go forth.
Amen.
Let me put this phone on mute.
Amen. We know that we cannot evangelize if we have not studied the Word of God. We must study and meditate before we go out and evangelize. If we don't meditate and study, we just can't go knocking on people's doors and go to people and say, oh, the Bible says in the book of blah, blah. We cannot do that. We have to study the Word of God before we evangelize. God told his disciples, I want you to go all over the nation and preach the Word of God. The disciples didn't even know what to do until God gave them assignments. God gave them that assignment to go over the nation and preach and teach the Word of God. Order for us to evangelize. We got to study and meditate on the Word of God before we even do so. God did not call us to just evangelize to people if we do not know what we're saying and what it says and how it says. We got to meditate and pray and pray on the Word and study before we go on somebody's broadcast or go on to somebody's house and say, the Lord said in the Bible that you should go and get this and get that. The Bible does not say that. The Bible says what it says. And we got to meditate and meditate before we evangelize. People don't even know how to evangelize. They just go knocking on the doors. And they just go knocking on people's doors. Don't know what to say. We got to learn how to meditate and pray and study the Word of God. We got to learn how to do what God has called us to do. God called us to evangelize. God said mandated to evangelize. God called us to do his work. It's time to get up and stand for what's right. We got to meditate before we evangelize and go to somebody's doors and say, the Bible said that you're supposed to go and do this and do that. If God didn't tell you to do it, don't you do it, because the Bible said, study to show thyself approved.
Approved. All right. I like that. Go ahead.
It did not say study to tell your friends to do and do that. If you not God, shut your mouth and study before you say anything, before you be approved. We are, if we are not mandated, we cannot evangelize and teach and preach the Word of God. You got to learn how to study. Tell the books of the Bible. Read the chapter. You got to know everything that God has called you to do. If you have not studied, you cannot preach and teach and evangelize the Word of God.
My.
How can we meditate? Shut your door and go in your room and close your eyes and ask God to help you. You will know how to meditate. You cannot go on. You can't go to nobody's church. You can't go to nobody's Bible study revival and don't know the Word. You can't even go there without studying, because that is not how the Word of God goes. We got to learn how to study and teach and preach the Word of God. We can't go in the Bible and say, well, I'm going to say this. The Bible say in Matthew 4:4, there is a man named Jesus and he created. The Bible don't say that. The Bible say what God puts in the Bible. And you got to read what how God put it in there. It's time to learn how to read and study the Word of God. And if you doubt, something is seriously wrong, because you got to know how to read the text and preach the text. You got to know how to study the Bible.
Order
for you to go forward with the Word.
My, my, my.
We can't go on like this. They got so many pastors right now today that don't even study. They just go with anything. And then the church be like, what is he talking about?
What is he talking about? Come on.
You know what he talking about you because you did not study before you got up there on that pulpit.
My.
You did not meditate before you got up on that pulpit. You did not pray before you got up there on that pulpit. But you can get up there and preach anything you want. But don't even know what God has called you to know. It's time to study and meditate before we get up anywhere and preach and teach the word of God. There could be a pastor right now out in the world preaching to the nation and saying anything but what the Bible says. And then the people be passing, be like, what is he talking about? What the Bible say that? The Bible don't say that. God says study. The Bible says you got to study before you show thyself approved. People that need to study, meditate, pray, but yet they can get out here and say anything. But they can't say what the word of God say. Why? Because they did not study. If God pull you right now today, and your pastor calls and say, I want you to teach and preach the word of God at my church for Bible study. And you walk in the door, and you go straight to the pulpit. Before you left your house, you didn't even study the word of God. Didn't meditate, didn't pray, but you got there and you went straight to the pulpit. Didn't even much open up with devotion of spirit. Did not do altar call, but you can do anything else. But did not study the word of God. And I got told you to study, but you got there and said anything. What the Bible did not say. We got to learn how to evangelize and meditate on the word of God. It's time to do that. People of God, I'm done, Pastor Bernard. Amen.
Okay. Chaz? Woo, Lord. Chaz. Hello? Hello? All right. Well, I thank God. Can you hear me? Lord, have mercy. I'm having so many difficulties today. Can you all hear me on the line?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, Mother. Chaz, are you done? I'm sorry. I had another call. I done had two or three different things going on at the same time. So, Chaz, you done? God bless you. Thank you for that word of exhortation. Amen. You say it a lot. I caught most of it until another call came through. So I thank God for that. I thank God that God certainly put that in your spirit. The Bible tells us in the scripture that we can't do nothing without the assignment of the Lord. We can't do anything without meditating, as Chaz said, without meditating, without talking with the Lord, without asking him to order our steps. And we certainly can't go out and preach and teach this gospel and we have not studied the word. The Bible say, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. So if we can't rightfully divide the word, then certainly we won't be able to impact any souls. Amen. And as I begin to look at even the Apostle Paul, when he began to teach his son Timothy in the gospel, he admonished him. He said to preach and teach. He said to exhort. He said to rebuke. He said to correct. And many of us don't want to be. Many of us don't want to be corrected. Amen. Many of us want. Some of us want to just go. Amen. And some of us feel like we already versed enough in the word where we can go. And sometimes you find people will be out there on their own. Well, Jesus didn't do that. When he sent the disciples out, he sent them out in twos. Amen. So it's always wise to be able to go out with someone. Amen. And especially the day and time that we're living in, and especially if you are a female. Well, once upon a time, we probably could have said that, Mother Charity, about females, but you got to be even careful with the males today. I was just reading on Facebook today where the somebody posted a story of a man and his of a couple, a newlywed couple that was just married last month, and they found their car burning, and they found the car and the car was burned up, and then a day later they found their bodies in the Pontchartrain Lake. Amen. And as I begin to read the article began to state how the husband had came into some money, and they, him and his wife, was telling people how they had came into this money, and the wife was a caretaker for the husband's deceased mother, and that's how she met the man, and I guess they start dating and what have you, and months later, they're married. And so one of the lady's friends was saying how happy she was. Now, they don't even know how these people were shot in the head. Amen. And they burned up the car and then, I guess, threw their bodies in the lake. And they found their bodies. So the coroner and the police that are investigating, they're trying to find out where did this crime occur? When did they murder them at their house and then put them in the car and drove them and then burn up the car and then threw it? They don't know. So we have to be careful, people of God. I remember I worked for ADT Security when I was living in Atlanta and also there in California. And I didn't go out to visit people homes at 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 o'clock at night. After 6 or 7 in the evening, if I was alone, I didn't take any more appointments to go into customers' homes, because we would go into customers' homes and we would have to write their paperwork up, the contract, get the contract signed and everything. And you don't know what kind of people that you're dealing with. You just know that, you know, you have a name and you get a Social Security number, and we were able to call on the telephone and get a credit score on them. So if we get a good credit score, then we know that's good to go. But sometimes it may take you anywhere from 30 minutes to almost an hour to get through the paperwork, because you got to explain all this stuff to people. But I said that to say my cousin, she would be in the field late. She'll go out late. She would go out late. But she had a incident that happened to her, and I tell you, when she told me about it, it was so frightening. I said, girl, and she said she in spite of what was going on, she wrote up the contract. Baby, in spite of what was going on, I would have been looking for an exit though. Amen. And that contract, I would have left the contract and everything there. So you just got to be careful. Amen. And I don't care how zealous you are, we have to know the environment that we're in, and we have to definitely know what kind of spirits are out there. The Bible said there are spirits many, amen, and they're out in the land, and their purpose is to deceive. Their purpose is to lure. Their purpose is to seduce. And And I don't care what kind of good intentions you may have. Guess what? The devil is busy. And the Bible says he's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. So it's always good to be prayed up, as Chad said, know the word. Amen. Pray before you go out there, meditate upon the word, and ask God to order your steps. Amen. Souls are there. Souls are everywhere. And God has special people that are assigned just to you. Do you know God has some people that's assigned to all of us? And you might say, well, how are you saying that? Because guess what? Somebody is waiting. The Bible said we are living epistles, read of all men. So somebody is waiting for you to come and share the word with them. Somebody is waiting for your life experience to hear that, to know that if God did it for them, surely he can do this. Did it for you, surely he can do the same thing for them. And I like how Brother Chaz brought that thing out. And he's saying, even, you know, you got pastors that are preaching and teaching the word, and, you know, they may not even have studied. They may have not even meditated upon God's words. You know, some of us are just good orators. Amen. And some of us got, I'll just say it like the world say, some of us has the gift of gab. Amen. So we can open up our mouth and just start to talking. Amen. And we can convince anybody. And some of us have good experience as salesmen. We can sell anything. We can sell our story. Amen. We can sell the clothes off our back, because that's what we have. We have a gift. And gifts and callings are without repentance. Amen. So we're talking about evangelizing, mandated to evangelize. Amen. So we're going to, I'm going to just open up the line today, and we're just going to share a little bit. Maybe some of you all have some tips. Amen. And maybe some of you all are experienced enough to give us some pointers on how to go out and really evangelize and make sure that we impact souls. Amen. We're not going out on the evangelistic field to play. We're not going out there to look for no husbands or wives. We're not going out there to get into nobody's business. Our job is to share the gospel. And the gospel is the good news. And what is the good news? The good news is to tell them about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's to share what God has done in our lives, how he transformed our lives, how he renewed our minds, amen, and gave us another opportunity to get things right, amen. So I'm going to go to Mother Charity right now and open up the lines. I see Minister Burrell was on the line. I also see a Skype line. Also just seen Lady Rosalind come on the line. So I'm going to open up the line, Minister, to Mother Charity. God bless you, Mother. Thank God for you.
Yeah, God bless you too. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I have been off of the phone because I didn't have no power. And my telephone been off for over a week. Praise the Lord. And it just got back on yesterday. Yeah, right, and so I wasn't even on my prayer service or anything because I couldn't call out and nobody could call in. Yeah, right, so my telephone been out of order all of this time. So I was on that day. Yeah, right, but I still would get up and pray even though they couldn't hear me. I couldn't contact them, but I still would get up and pray with the saints anyway. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Shirley had asked me had I heard from you, and I told her no because my power was out and I couldn't hear from nobody. So I'm so glad, amen, that I was able to contact you today, glory to God, because I wanted to come on yesterday, but I couldn't come on because my phone wasn't working. But we just thank God for this continuation mandated to evangelize. Amen, because this is very, very important. Amen, and just like Brother Chaz was talking, yeah, right, we got to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of God. Yeah, right, so it's a lot of people that don't study. And if you have studied, do you know when they get up there and open up their mouth, do you know you can tell they haven't studied?
That's right, Mom.
You know the Word of God, and you know what the Word of God is saying. So they can't just push anything down your throat. Praise the Lord. So I thank God, because God has given us a way out to know them. He said, know them that labor among you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so they won't be able to deceive you, you know, like there's so many out here now, and they are just talking, and they haven't even been called of God. And you could tell your spirit just don't hook up with it, you know.
Yes.
I thank God for that, because that's how God got us a warning, amen, so that we don't be deceived, praise the Lord.
I thank the Lord, amen,
hallelujah, that if you are mandated, praise God, God is going to be with you. When you open your mouth, you're going to have something to say, and it's going to agree with your spirit. You will know, hallelujah, God, praise the Lord, amen. Because many have gone out, hallelujah, and the Lord said they've gone out to deceive many.
Deceive, yes, Lord.
So we have to have our spirits, amen, open and available, amen, to hear from the Lord. Praise God. So being a very evil day right now. And some, like they say, have went, and some were sent.
Come on now, mother.
Amen. And those who just done went on their own, praise the Lord. Amen. You wondering what is the matter that your soul is not being fed like it should be. You know something is wrong. Praise the Lord. That's where God got a warning us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I just praise the Lord and I thank God. Amen. Glory to God, because God is good to us. Hallelujah.
And so thank you, Lord, the word.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you now, in Jesus' name.
All right, Mother, that's good. I enjoyed what you said on that particular thing, Mother. We have to know the Word, and we have to certainly know them that labor among us, and especially when you're evangelizing. You have, as I said on yesterday, you're going to meet all kinds of people out in the world.
That's right.
Many of you are going to meet backsliders, and we have to know that. God said, Jesus said he was married to the backslider. So when you go out there on the evangelistic team and you're witnessing for the Lord and you're trying to win souls, for one, the Bible says to win souls, you got to be wise. Amen.
That's right.
And those people that are in backslidden conditions, you're going to find pastors out there, prophets, prophetess, apostles.
Right.
You're going to find all kind of people. Everybody out there is not people that have not been versed in the world. They know the Bible, especially the backsliders. They know that word, okay?
So if
you're not equipped and you don't know what to say to these people, they'll get you caught up.
Yeah, I know.
Glory to God. So you better be equipped and you better have the right tools, and please be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you don't have no power, honey, you won't be able to do nothing but attract some demons, amen, and some spirits, some unclean spirits.
So they're out there.
And you got to remember also the Bible say, lay hands suddenly on no man. So you can't go out there laying on hands and you don't know what you're doing. Please.
That's right.
Because these spirits that are in these people, once you begin to start calling these spirits out, they're coming out. They're coming out, especially if you're full of the Holy Ghost and you speak with authority and power. They got to come out. But they are looking for a place to go in. Amen. They don't want to just leave and not have a place to go in. So be certain that whomever you have with you, they're prayed up. Amen. And especially it's so important to fast. It's so important to be on one accord. We have to be on one accord. Yesterday I spoke a little bit, and the Lord took me as we went into Genesis, and we talked about Abraham, and we talked about how Abraham had interceded and was really trying to intercede for God to not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And he was so diligent in his petition before God that he challenged God. He really challenged God. And he said, Lord, now you are a righteous God. You are a God that never destroy the righteous with the wicked. He said, Lord, if there be 50 people in that city, will you spare it? And the Lord began to commune back with Abraham and told him, say, yes, if there's 50 people in Sodom and Gomorrah, I'll spare the city. But you know what? Abraham tested God even further, down to 10. And when he got to the number 10, he said, well, you know what? I have tried God's patience long enough. I'm not going to go any further. If God can't find 10 righteous people in that city, you know God is very displeased. He's very displeased. Amen. So you need to know that you're not going to win everybody. Everybody's not going to hear what you have to say. Everybody's mind is not made up. I was just witnessing to two young men that I grew up in the community that I came out of this morning, just this morning after I dropped my mother to dialysis, and I'm going to open up the lines. I just want to say this. And I seen one of them pull up in the truck. And so immediately when he got out the truck, he said, Adrian, you'd be so glad to see me. And I've seen them, those same two young men, in that same little place where they have a gas station and a store. So I went in there to get some candy and some little snacks for my mother. And so immediately I said, praise the Lord, so-and-so. I said, now, how you doing? And you know what? Immediately he began to tell me, he said, I'm not doing good, Adrian. I ain't gonna lie to you. He said, I'm not doing good. And he just began to share some things with me about what he was dealing with, an addiction. Amen. And so when his friend came out of the store, you know, I asked him the same question. How you doing, brother so-and-so? And so he began to tell me, you know, he was all right. And he began to tell me, you know, about some medical conditions that he was having in his body. So I listened to him for a while. And, you know, they got their phone numbers and everything because they were friends with my brother. Grew up with two of my brothers, my older brother and my younger brother. So make a long story short, as I went in the store with the first one, he began to tell me about the second one. And he said, Adrian, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I'm still out there. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And I just began to talk to him. He said, but you know what? He said, I've been trying to get some help. He said, but I really just been trying to do it to appease my old lady and to appease my family. He said, but I'm going to just be honest with you. I haven't made up my mind. He said, but I am tired. He said, but I haven't made up my mind, but I'm tired. I said, well, if you're tired, all you have to do is pray and ask God to give you strength to really do it for yourself. Because if you're not doing it for yourself and you're just doing it to appease your family and your friends, then it ain't gonna work. You got to get them. You got to have a made up mind, and you got to say, "Hey, I'm sick of living like this. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired." So anyway, he began to tell me about the second one. He said, "You know, he gave you all of that. He ain't on none of that." He said he just didn't want you to see looking bad, and you know, he kind of shame. And I know, you know, when you see people that you know you've grown up with and you see they're looking good and you still out there letting the devil use you, and this, and I'm seeing, you know, he's not looking well, I just say, oh, you look all right to say you're going through some medical condition. But that wasn't the case. So when he seen his friend come back in, he just came in briefly, stopped talking, but then he began to tell me, he said he just shamed. I said, well, you know what? Those are the people that God can deal with. He said, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, I would in no ways turn it away. So those are that. Just the very fact that he's ashamed to even let me see him looking like that. That tells me he's still convicted. He's still condemned. Amen. So I got their numbers and what have you, and I begin to say, I say, y'all are, I see deacons in the church. And the other one said, demons? I said, well, I see demons every day. I have to deal with them daily. I said, but you all, I see your future. I see where God wants you all to be. I see your future. I see deacons in you all. And they just smile and they say, yeah, well, we're going to get it together. But you know what? Now I have their telephone numbers. So I can call them periodically and check on them. Okay? So, you know, to win souls, you got to be wise. I couldn't go out there like, oh, yeah, well, the Lord going to kill you and the Lord going to do this. And I couldn't do that. How in the world am I going to draw them with a self-righteous attitude, with a self-righteous spirit, with my nose up in the air looking down at them? Had it not been for the love of God, there go I just was spared from drugs. Amen. It was only by the grace of God that I was spared from a drug addiction. But I had so many other addictions, Mother Charity.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I couldn't look down on them.
No.
Oh, glory to God. I had to just thank the Lord, and I had to take my time and minister as effectively as I could for the little time span of time that I had on my hands to even talk with them. Amen. So when you can reach people where they are, and they know my life story. They don't know my whole story because I've been out of New Orleans. I've been gone 30 years. But they knew the community that we came up in. They members, and some of them is still out there in that life. Amen. Now, how would I have been looking like, oh, Lord, well, you know, God done saved me. I can't be caught talking to these addicts. I can't be caught sharing nothing with them. Somebody might think I'm out here doing it. Please, please know who you are. If you know who you are, you ain't one with folks say, hey, I'm all over people. Amen.
Yes.
Once you get delivered from people, then you can do the work that God have called you to do. But
that's
many
right.
of us won't do the work because guess what? We're looking for accolades from folks.
That's
we're
right.
worrying about what folks going to say. But you got to get out here. If you're going to evangelize, baby, you got to put on some dirty sneakers. Amen. You got to go out there and take off your St. John and your Louis Vuitton purse, throw them things in the trunk of your car, and you got to look like them. The woman
yeah.
of God was on our line about 2 weeks ago. She was sharing with us about her gold teeth. After she got saved, she said, oh, I got to get rid of these golds. But the Lord said, you don't get rid of those golds. Because guess what? There's some people out there with some gold teeth that going to be able to identify with what you've gone through. Glory
oh, yeah.
to God. We say we haven't made it yet, Mother.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We're growing in grace.
That's
we're
right.
striving for perfection. We haven't gotten to that perfect state yet. We're
That's
striving
right.
to get there. Every day we're striving. Every day you don't know when you might lose it. You don't know when you might say, well, I'm going to pick up me a cigarette. I'm going to get me a bottle of alcohol.
Thank
oh,
you, Lord.
The challenges of life. That's why they say there's somebody say never say never. You never know what may happen in your life that will cause you
mm-hmm.
to divert.
That's
you
right.
don't know to digress. You don't know. You
no,
don't
we,
know. And that's why it's important for us to pray. It's important for us to fast. It's important for us to connect with like-minded people. It's important for us to share our experiences. Some people know things and they're afraid to share with anybody because
mm-hmm.
they think if they share with somebody, that's going to take away from them. No,
right.
share what you're going through. Amen. What I love about Bishop T.D. Jakes, he said the things that he shared, the knowledge that he has, he said, I want people. people to read, buy my books. I want them to get my manuals. He said, I want them to buy my tapes because the messages that God give me, I want them to be available to help somebody else. And that's
Amen.
What it's about. If we're not willing to share our lives and be transparent with somebody else, we won't be able to reach any souls not effectively for the kingdom. They may come in for a moment, but when you have fruit, when you have fruit and you have labored successfully in the vineyard, you want to see that fruit remain. Amen. If it don't remain, it's not going to profit you any. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to, I see a Skype number on the line. I don't know who it is, but I'm going to open up your line. Amen. You've been on about 30 minutes or so I'm going to open up your line, and you're welcome. We're having just an open discussion today talking about mandated to evangelize. God bless you, caller. Your line is open. Amen. This is a Skype number. I can't see your number. So your line is open. If you'd like to share anything with our listening audience regarding evangelism, you're welcome to do so at this time. If not, I'm going to open up the line. I have the line open for Lady Rosalind. God bless you, Lady Rosalind Morris, all the way from Birmingham, Alabama. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Bernard. Glad to be on the show. Glad to hear the words of the season words of Mother Charity and also you. It's just a blessing. Everything you all said was just true, and the wisdom, and you keeping it real, and definitely have to have that wisdom, and you have to definitely meet people where they are and be touchable and show forth the love of God, and also definitely got to have that discernment and prayed up and all of that. So, I mean, everything you all said, my spirit agrees and rejoices with it. I will say this. This is something that many people, not just the lay members, but many that are in ministry need to hear. Some of them don't know these things. They run with a zeal, and then many of them need to be reminded. Especially in touch with some of us, but we've been washed because too often people forget what God redeemed them from. And,
come on.
If you ever keep that in the forefront of our mind from whence we came, then we can help deliver that to somebody else. But that is something that we put away from where we are, and take on that self-righteous spirit. And that's why with self-righteous spirit, we will never enter in. We will never, I don't care what all we do, but that self-righteous spirit makes you judgmental. It makes you not love people. It makes you unforgiving. A whole lot of other spirits are connected, but you're blinded because of all of that. But you're thinking it's right about it. But this is awesome. Very awesome. And I just thank God for being able to connect and just to hear those things again in my spirit. I praise God for the spoken word that you and Mother Charity have shared, even the testimony about the young men that you encountered on the day. That was certainly wisdom and showing forth the love of Christ. So God bless you all.
Amen. Amen, Lady Rosalind, and I commend you and just salute you and your husband for the work that you're doing in Birmingham. And, you know, many times we look at numbers and what have you, and I look at numbers too, and the Lord look at numbers because he said where there's two or three, it don't take.
Yes.
We don't need no busload of folks. All you need is two or three, and that's been validated in the word. Two or three touching and agreeing, amen, and going out there doing the work. God already have people already positioned for us. They're already there. We just got to make the move. Amen. And we have to do it, and that is how the ministry grow. Many times we, and then you even look at in a church setting, Lady Rosalind. You know, many times we look at the pastor, and it's a blessing when you can have the pastor out on the evangelistic field with you. Amen. But we all have been mandated. This mandate is just not for the fivefold ministry, and that's what some of us look at. This mandate to evangelize is for everyone that have been born again. Amen. Everyone that have been born again, God have commissioned us. He have commissioned us to evangelize. He say after you, in the scripture, after you have been converted, he said then you go back and strengthen your brother. How do you go back and strengthen your brother? You go back and strengthen your brother by testifying about what God has done in your life, about letting them see your light shine. All of this is something that can strengthen your brother. And when I say your brethren, we meaning male and female. Amen. Because guess what? We are the only epistles. We are the only Bible that some people will ever read. Your light. The Bible said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and they will glorify, not you. They're going to glorify the Father. Amen. So we have to stir up our pure mind. People of God, what turns me off with most Christians is, you know, they're only Christians on Sunday morning. Amen. After Sunday service is over with, when they drive up to the gas station or they drive by the bridge where some of the homeless people are, they won't even smile. If you don't have a dime to give them, at least you could give them a smile and say, God bless you. Some of them will roll up their windows, and you don't have to roll down your window, but you can at least be courteous. You can at least be loving. You can at least demonstrate some kindness. Come on, you ain't always been saved. Amen. You ain't always drove or lived in the best of the community. You haven't always did all of that. Come on, and if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, there go you. Ooh, glory to God. So you know, I'm just a real person, Lady Rosalind. I'm real. You ain't going to see me putting on no airs. I don't care what kind of how I've dressed up this outer man. God ain't interested. I said that on yesterday. He's not interested in your outer apparel. He's interested in your inner apparel. Can you love? Can you demonstrate God's love? Can you demonstrate God's love? If you can demonstrate God's love, that's all he's interested in. Amen. Because he said, the psalmist say, God, a house, wait a minute, I want to get the scripture right. I might be just paraphrasing. A cattle on a thousand hills, they belong to all souls belong to God. All of us belong to him, and we could do nothing without him. Amen. So we just want to keep our spirits right. Keep your spirit right. If we can keep our spirit right, then we can impact souls. Amen. And the first people we should be impacting is those in our household. Amen. Those in our household, you got many PK children. They're so in a hurry to get out the house because guess what? The people that they see in the pulpit on Sunday morning aren't the people that they're living with 24/7. Amen. Some of us are good actors. You know, we good actors and good actresses. Amen. But you have to let your light shine, not just on Sunday morning, but every day of your life. Mother Charity, I'm sure at the age of 83, 84 years old, that there's many people that she know, there's many people that she have come in contact with over 50-some-odd years serving the Lord. And I'm sure they all would be able to attest to the personality that she has, the commitment that she have to pray, the commitment that she have to get on that prayer line 6 days a week out of Detroit, Michigan, and pray for souls and pray for families and pray for governments and our nations and so forth and so on. If she didn't have the love of God in her heart, there's no way in the world she could be diligent in getting on that prayer line every day. No way in the world you can do those things. So, people of God, it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to wake up. It's time that I hear folks saying all the time, take it to the streets. We say it, but when are we actually going to do it? It sounds good. Take it to the street. Sound real good. But when are we actually going to commit to that? When are we actually going to do that? Amen. So we're talking about mandated to evangelize. Amen. We see Brother Freddie on the line. Amen. All the way from Louisiana. God bless you, man of God. Amen. If you have any input on this particular topic, you're welcome to do so at this time. God bless you. We have Brother Chaz open up for us. You know, he has hands in his pants. He can't stay still. He don't stay on the line. He off and on. I asked him to get back on the line since he opened up for us, but he's not here. Amen. Brother Freddie. Amen. If not, we're going to try to go back to the line. Oh, God. All right, I'm going to go back to...
Somebody's snoring.
Sound like they're snoring, huh? That
yeah.
might be him. Amen. I'm going to open up the line. I see another caller. Again, I don't know your number. I can't see your number. I don't know if you're Skyping or what have you, but your line is open. You're welcome to share some input on this particular topic with us if you like to. If not, we just going to praise God for you. We're certainly going to ask Mother to close us out with the word of prayer. By way of announcements, we just want you to know that, amen, we want you to continue to pray for Pastor Beatrice's husband. Amen. We want to pray for Evangelist Tear. I haven't seen her in a few days, and I'm going to give her a call after this broadcast because that's not like her. Amen. I haven't heard from her. I haven't seen a post or anything. So I certainly want to make contact with Evangelist Tear. Remember to pray for Joyce Black, Minister Lofton's niece. She had a heart attack. We want to continue to pray for her. Continue to lift up my mother in prayer, Barbara Bernard. And also we want to pray for Pastor Gloria Smith and her husband. Her husband lost his brother about 2 weeks ago, so we want to pray for those bereaved families. Continue to pray for Mother Cannon also. Amen. So we're going to go to Mother Charity and ask her to give us to pray for those things, and also we're going to ask her to just dismiss us with the word of prayer, and tomorrow we're going to continue this topic. Amen. I got a young man that'll be coming on tomorrow. Amen. I just have to confirm it later on this evening, but we certainly will be back on this topic. I'm not going to, until the Lord released me from this topic, we're going to be expounding on it, mandated to evangelize. Amen. So, Mother Charity, God bless you.
Yeah, God bless. Amen. Certainly.
Amen.
We just thank Father God, in the mighty name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
we
you.
Praise you, O God, and we thank you today, O Lord, for thy goodness unto us.
Hallelujah.
Help our understanding, O God, today. Help
yes,
us,
Lord.
O God, Jesus. Amen. Out, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
With the wisdom of God, we praise
yes,
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Great is our great God, and you are greatly
thank
to be
you, Lord.
Praised
Hallelujah.
Now and forevermore in the mighty
yes,
name
yes.
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, remember the, oh God, deceased today. In the name
yes, God.
Of Jesus,
thank
oh
you,
God,
God,
their families, Lord, give them strength, oh God, today and keep us, Lord, hungering and thirsting after your righteousness, my God. In the name of Jesus, my Savior, put within us, oh God, both the will and to do according to thy good pleasure, my God. In the name of Jesus, help us, O God, to witness for thee, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my Savior. Oh, God, we need your help today, Lord.
We need
in the
you.
Name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your people, oh, God, today. Strengthen your people, my God. Encourage the heart of your people, oh, God, today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Savior,
God.
We need your help, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
Best, Lord. Hallelujah. This
thank
broadcast,
you,
oh God, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus, mm-hmm. give us an ear to hear and a heart to receive, oh God, your word today.
Glory
oh,
to
Savior,
God.
Help us, Lord, to hide it in our heart that we may
yes,
not
Lord.
Sin against you, Lord. In the
God.
Name of Jesus, glory to mm-hmm. God. Oh, go with us, Lord, now. Be with
mm-hmm.
us, Lord. Guide us, hallelujah. In
yes,
the way
God.
That we should go, my Savior. Oh,
yes,
Savior, we'll
Lord.
Ever praise your name, my God. Hallelujah,
God.
Lord, in
God.
The name of Jesus. Bless mm. your people right now, oh, God. Hallelujah,
mm.
in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh, God. Certainly
mm.
praise
you,
my
Lord
God.
God.
We'll glorify
God.
Your name, oh, God, today.
Yes, Lord.
If
hallelujah.
Jesus is the name, Lord, we pray for
glory.
Thy name's sake.
Thank
amen
you.
And amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you today, God.
Thank
hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, no, no, no.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless you, God.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
no, no,
yes Lord Jesus.
Hey, yeah, no, 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 no,
hallelujah,
God.
Lord.
Great and you're greatly to be praised, God.
Yes,
we love
Lord.
You, God.
Yes,
oh, you're no, no, Shia. We love
hallelujah,
you, God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, yeah, no, 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 thank you. There's none like you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
We come against addictions today, God.
Yes, yes.
You, Lord God. We're asking you to draw the souls back in, God. Hallelujah. We're asking you to give them a broken heart and a contrite
Jesus,
spirit, God.
Jesus,
oh,
Lord.
God, you said you would never turn them away, God. Oh, God, you said you're married to the backslider, God. I ask you, God. Even those, that newlywed couple that was found in the lake, God, I'm asking you to wrap your arms around their family, God. Comfort the daughters and the sons, God. Comfort that family, God. Oh, God, and even the young lady that was murdered, the 20-year-old daughter of an officer and a fire captain, God. We're asking you to comfort that family, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of murder in this city right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our law enforcement today, God. Oh, God, we lift up our governments today, God. God, we're asking you, Lord God, to cover our children, God. Hallelujah. That child was just riding in our car, God, and got shot. Oh, they shot through the car, God. Oh, God, as we go through the wicked streets, the dangerous streets, God, we're asking you to cover our children, God. Oh, as they're in these summer camps, God, as they're on picnics, God, as they're attending these festivals, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to cover them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Lord.
Going to the prisons this morning, God. Oh, God, and set the captives free, God. Remember my sister Danielle, God. Oh, God, we're looking for order to come now this month, God. Ah, God, and we're looking for her to be in that order, God. Hey, all of us, Sonia. We're looking for you, God. To do some great and mighty things in our lives, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we're looking for you to make the way, God. Oh, God, we're looking for a lot of rain, God. Oh, God, we're looking for you, God. Oh, God, remember your leaders, God. Remember your pastors, God. Remember your shepherds, God. Remember the sheep, God, the sheep of your pasture, God. Oh, God, we pray for souls every everywhere, God. Oh, God, we even pray, hallelujah, for Bishop Peebles today, God. Hallelujah, and that decision that they made to replace him, to put him back in his church, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to have mercy upon him, God. Oh, God,
yes.
Continue to touch his body, God. Continue to keep his mind, God. Hallelujah, for you said, except the Lord build the house, the labor and man that build it. Oh, God,
yes.
We're looking for you to build the house, God. Hallelujah, we're looking for restoration, God. We're looking for redemption, God. God, we're looking for you to save. Hallelujah, Lord God, we're asking for you, hallelujah, to go into the homes of those that are married, God, husband and wife, God. God, we're asking you to unify them, God. God, we're asking you to unify them, God. Strengthen their homes, God. Strengthen their bonds, God. Give them a mind to pray, God. Give them a mind to pray, God. Give us a mind to push back these plates, God. Give us a mind, God, to concentrate. To concentrate ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give us a mind to meditate upon your word, God. As Prophet Chad said earlier, help us to meditate on your word day and night. Help us to hide this word in our heart that we might not sin against you, God. God, help us to run. Help us to run into the ark of safety, God. For we know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, God. The righteous run in and they are safe. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. God, we bless you for peace today. Give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Continue to strengthen Mother Charity, God. Strengthen our daughter, Deborah, God. Strengthen Evangelist Dew, God, and all those that call in on the prayer line out of Detroit, God. Remember Bishop Staten, God. Remember Bishop Alfred Singleton, God. Remember the Pentecostal churches of the apostolic faith, God. God, remember those, God, that have made a commitment to you, God. Remember those that are in the vineyard, God. Remember those that are laboring day and night, God. Telling people about your goodness. God, we bless you today, God. Remember my grandchildren, God. Remember my great-grandchildren, God. Remember my siblings, God. God, I'm asking you to go for it. Messiah. I'm asking you to lead and guide them, God. Deal with their hearts, God. Remember my aunt Feeney, God. Remember my Uncle Clarence, God. God, remember the senior citizens all over this country, God. Remember our president, God. As he's wrapping up his final, Messiah. His final days in the White House, God. Shield and protect him, God. Remember his children, God. Remember his wife, God. Don't forget about him, God. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. We thank you for the mayor of this great city. We thank you for the police
you,
chief, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for the doctors, God, that have cared for my mother, God. God, and even those that have the dialysis center, God. I ask for a special blessing upon them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for every radio listener, God. Hallelujah, those that have came on throughout the years that we've been on this line, God. We're asking you to bless them, God. Remember Sister Ruby Larry, God. Remember Liberal Democrat, God. Remember those that we haven't heard in a while, God. You know who they are, name by name and one by one, God.
Hallelujah.
I can't call all of them name, God, but you know who they are, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for Pastor Dwayne Morris, God. Bless Lady Rosalind and Messiah. Bless that ministry there in Birmingham, Alabama, God. Remember Pastor Jackie McLemore, God. Remember Bishop Leo Lewis, God. Remember Prophetess Theodore Glover, God. Continue to touch her body, God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We Thank you, God. Remember Bishop Blakes, God, R.C. Blakes, and Samuel Blakes.
Yes,
remember Mother
Lord
Lois Blakes, God. Oh, we bless you for them today, God. Hallelujah. Remember Brother Freddie there in Louisiana, God. We praise you for them today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ah, yeah, no, no more shot, y'all. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah. We we can't do nothing without you, God. Keep us with a humble spirit, God. Keep us with a humble spirit. Keep us with the spirit of humility, God. Keep us with a loving spirit, God. Help us to remember, God, what you've already done for us, God. Help us to stir up our pure mind by the way of remembrance, God. Help us not to forget. Help us to look forward, God. Help us to press. Help us to press, God. The press is even stronger now. God, the press is even more vital now than it was before, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us to lift up, God. We give you glory for it, God, and we'll praise you forevermore, God. God, we're going to close on out with this song. God wants to hear from you. Hallelujah, by Pastor Samuel Blakes. We'll see you on tomorrow. Call in early. We'll be getting off. Hallelujah. Thank you. I love you. Oh, you've been good, God. I bless you today, God. This is a beautiful song. Let it minister to you. Let it minister to you.
Turn your worries into worship.
Your worry into worship.
Turn your problems into praise.
Problems into praise.
These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase.
Just a phase.
He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm.
Yes, Lord.
If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise.
Oh, yes, God.
So your hands to Him let's raise.
Yes, Lord.
You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing.
Waiting on a blessing.
From you.
Hallelujah.
I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to.
Hang it.
After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you.
Yeah. Are you?
God wants to hear from you.
Come on.
Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise.
Hey, you don't know.
So your hands to Him let's raise. From you, let Him hear from you. Let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to Him let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. But He's waiting on a blessing. From you. Hallelujah. Don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain. just waiting on a blessing from you. From you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lift your hands and praise him. Tap the rays in your prayer.
Why you waiting on God? He's waiting on you. That's the end of it. Yeah, that's the end.
So that was
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Bless your name.
He ended it. He
All
ended
right,
it.
Mother. God bless you. We love you.
Yeah, we love you too. God bless you too.
Endeavor, my love.
I sure will.
All right,
All
mother.
Right. Have a blessed. Okay. Bye bye.